Shem between us.
And as
it's written, the question is, the intention is that true love is the readiness, willingness for the friend to care about me and help me reveal and correct the corruptions in me. To the extent that I'm willing to care for the friend in this way, the friend will be willing to care for me. We have to say that there is no friend. Instead of the friend, I need to see the Creator, who is before me in all his different forms. Instead of the friends and all of humanity, it's all the appearance of the Creator. And as much as I can relate to these friends and to the world in general, like to godliness, like to the Creator, to that extent I draw his force of unity over me, and he corrects me more than unity. There's nothing to correct. That's the answer to the first question. So kingdom of priests is love your friend as yourself, and we have to advance towards love your friend as yourself. Now, when looking at that concept, we think that it has to be this love and something. We're confused with corporeal love. Where here, it's my hormones, my attitude towards my kids and relatives, my parents, but it's not so. Here, love and spirituality is an ideological bonding, connection, and the goal and mutual bestowal above the body is much deeper, much more inclusive. So it's worthwhile for us to think of the love that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of as something completely different compared to earthly corporeal love. It's love that comes as a result of yes. If I demand from the friend external critique over me to help me scrutinize and clarify my spiritual work, then of course, if the friends can help me with that, but it's even better, it's the safest, most correct thing that I can receive from the friend is an example. I look at one friend, I see how he relates to another friend, and I see the closeness between them, how much they can add to one another, how much they can connect with one another, embrace one another. I'm impressed by it. I envy that, because it's written, envy, lust, craving, honor, extract a person from this world, or raise a person from this world to the spiritual world. Envy and lust and honor, we should use these things. There are additional means along the way, but now, in my current state, what helps me is envy. When I look at others, at my friends, and I see how they relate to one another, how they care for one another, how they speak to each other, I see that I'm really, really far away from that. And that what's the connection between bestowal and the connection between us? Bestowal is the connection. If I don't bestow to the other, let's say I just tell you something, some information that has nothing to do with the connection between us, that we're not speaking. If you could hear it in spirituality, with your spiritual ear, you would hear nothing. Nothing. Meaning in spirituality, the waves of spiritual connection are activated when we send to one another signs of connection. The connection between us is only to the extent that we make a connection, meaning send to one another the signs of that connection. That's how it is. Meaning, what is the connection between bestowal and the connection between us? Bestowal is the connection only. Otherwise, there is no connection. Meaning, if I could place a filter here before me, then the connection in spirituality is only to the extent that I wish to deliver something to you for your sake. When I take your will to receive and I wish to fill it, then we can say that I connect to you. Same from you to me. As it's written, I to my beloved to me. This is the right connection. Six.
Does rising above the ego depend on the hitkalelut, on the merging or mingling between us?
So it turns out from the previous question that to the extent of the connection between us, we have this intermingling, and vice versa, as much as we can intermingle and integrate one another. But why? Because I need to feel your desire and bestow to it, and you need to feel my desire and bestow to it, and then to the extent that I am to my beloved and my beloved to me, in such a way we connect between us. And you can't do anything otherwise. The connection is only to the extent that I bestow it to you.
Stuck in the same situation.
Read it again.
Again. If I understand correctly, the inner connection has to be built every time anew. How can we add volume to it?
First of all, this is true. It's correct. The inner connection has to be built every time anew. I have to be like, I have to turn it on. Because the minute I stop doing it, it disappears. Why? Because each time we get a renewal of the deficiency of the Shemot. They constantly come. I made this, I clicked with a friend, with a ten, with a creator. This click immediately disappears, and again, another deficiency, another click, another connection, another disappeared, and that's it. The more connections like that that I can make, as it was written to us, for us in Baal Shem Tov, up to 400, so many, as much as possible, then this is called knocking in repentance. It's like knocking on a door for someone to open the door for me. And then through many such entrances, and I try and try, the doorway opens and I enter. The main thing is not to grow tired or not to despair, not to let go, but truly constantly be in it. And each will help his friend in that. If I look at the others and they give me an example and they do it also, it's very easy. You can achieve this intermingling quickly, but each one, according to the root of his soul, has to knock several times on the door between him and the friends, between him and the Creator, so they would open it for him, and then he would feel that he's. I cannot give you an example for it because whatever we do within reason. Within reason, for or against, doesn't matter how, but it's all done within reason. I don't have the strength, the powers to do anything above reason. Above reason, I don't have the opportunity to do it. I can only do above reason on the condition that above my reason, I have an additional reason, an upper reason. How can it be if I'm included in the upper one? I'm cleaved to the upper one. With his emotion, intellect, his goal, then if I'm adhered to the upper one, I'm included there. And I have nothing of my own. I receive everything from him. Only the desire to be in him and to do everything in his vessel, the feeling and in my intellect, only to give my strength for it. Then it means that I work above reason. Meaning by incorporating or integrating with the friends, we come to a state of above reason. Because I'm included in them, I'm asking the Creator with all of my reason and feeling, I want to be integrated in them. I want to perform actions together with them, though, where I want all of my strength to, with all my strength to dissolve in them and through them, the Creator. This will be considered above reason. Virtually.
We are in the upper light, an ocean of light. And there's a tight connection between us. We never came out, but we are the ones who are dense or thick, who don't feel the connection that we are in, that we are in the Creator, but we are already there. It's written, don't think that you are moving away from Kedusha, from holiness, from spirituality. No, it's how you imagine your klipot shells hide the spiritual, true world that you are in, to begin with. And all this is so that you would grow and build in you forces, discernments, feelings, so you can feel spirituality. But in truth, we are already in it. And not, but we've always been like that. But the concealment is a concealment on us, so we'd be able to develop by ourselves from within us the feelings, discernments, the intellect, so as to attain spirituality with our own strength, so we would manage it, so we would live in it with all of our desires, so we would govern it. This is why we need the reforming light. It is the upper force which connects us more and more each time in all kinds of more and more advanced forms. And out of this, we understand where we are. And how this how do we locate with our senses, with our feelings, the Creator who is between us through my relation to the friends? Through it, I gradually develop my relation to the Creator. What's the difference? I relate to a friend on the worldly level as my friend. So I relate to him as to a friend. The more I begin to relate to a friend
רוחנית, בוא נגיד.
In a spiritual way, let's put it this way, on more spiritual matters, I gradually begin to feel in me spiritual discernments. So I don't relate to him as to a regular person, but there has to be love here. So is there love or isn't there? Is there connection or not? Is there envy or isn't there? Etc. So I relate to the friend with discernments that I don't check in our world between, say, my colleagues at work, but only in order to connect to him in a spiritual sense. And in this way, I gradually develop discernments in me.
The desired into the present state.
Who wrote this question? Interesting. Do everyone want correction? Who is everyone who wants correction? Nobody wants correction. By nature, our nature, none of us wants any correction. Because correction means I have to break myself. Turn myself into something else. I don't have the power for this, the intellect for this, any desire for this. What does it mean everyone wants correction? What fantasy is it? If we do want, we want to get rid of, what we do want is to get rid of the bad and feel good. Bring me money, power, knowledge, food, sex, family. Let me satisfy all my desires. That's what we want. Everybody wants correction. Nobody wants it. I can want correction only because I'm jealous of the friends. When I look at them and look at how successful he is and he is and he is, the envy of writers, authors, makes us want correction too. Even though it's not for my benefit. He's got spirituality in order to bestow, and I don't, I want it. But it's to bestow, to give. Never mind. He's got it, I want it. Envy is stronger, shame, that I don't have, and he does. It is stronger than anything. This is why we have to use it. And each one must invoke envy in his friends. In our world, we want people to envy us. I buy a nice car. Why do I need a nice car if I'm sitting inside? To pride myself over others. That's the way it is, to boast. So it turns out that we need to use all of those forces. But it's not like everyone wants correction. Nobody wants correction. We have to act as if we are corrected, as if we are giving. And we need to show it, each one, to the friends, each one, in order to awaken in the friends a desire for correction. This is one of our obligations.
What do we need to do in order to increase the feeling of the tens?
Previously, we were connected in a warped way. Petach Tikva was connected among themselves because they were in the same space. This is how we learned. This is how we were advancing. And the rest of the groups were scattered all over the world. The virus came, scattered all of us in Petach Tikva into our homes. Each one is sitting at home in his own place. It's forbidden to come out of your homes. The connection can be only through the internet, just like we're all doing now. By this, the Petach Tikva group and all the other groups, our friends all over the world, individuals have now become equal. Now, we need to build a connection between us. Out of these new conditions, I am very happy that these conditions became revealed, because previously I really felt not good. I didn't have a good feeling why we were built that way. And now, thank God, we are completely, completely like everyone else. I'm speaking to our friends all over the world. I am in my room, in our center in Petah Tikva, where each day 400, maybe more, 500, maybe 600 friends would come to study. Today I am here alone. Alone. That's the room, and that's where I am. That's it. In his whole building, there is a small number of people, a few individuals. None of them touches the other or comes out. What am I trying to say by this? It's like you at home, in your own homes. The virus came and established new relationships between us.
It's like knocking on the Creator's door. The question is how, nevertheless, to knock correctly so he would open up.
Ask him to teach you. That's the safest. You will have connection with him. You turn to him. You ask him. You're willing to do anything he tells you. All you need is to get an example that he will teach you. This is already his problem. Your problem is to ask. His problem is to give you a good answer. That's it. So turn to the Creator. This is called a prayer. And it's best through the friends, and it's best together when everyone are focused on that concept called Creator. And then you'll feel within your plea, within your litany, when you're turning to Him, in this very appeal, you will feel how He's bringing down the answer to you. Himself. That's it. Let's go, Vlad. Your group can do it.
You said that we should raise the friend's deficiency to the Creator. So how can we identify or feel the friend's deficiency in order to raise it to the Creator?
You are sure that the friend is always praying for the Creator. You just want to join his prayer and be connected to the Creator through him. That's it. And then you will be rewarded to first get the answer from the Creator. So that's beautiful. Why do you think it's bad?
No, it's not bad, but that we need to have the power to cover it. I'm afraid that we'll be able to cover it and we'll miss the opportunity.
First, the evil has to be revealed. Without revealing the evil, we can't reach anything. So after the evil is revealed, and I guess it has, and also the fear that it could cover you and bury you, so that's beautiful. Now, take that revelation of evil, how great it was. Don't forget it. Don't erase it. And also take the fear that it can bury you. And also the goal that you want to attain, one against the other. And then you have those 3 points, the current bad state against the good state, and the fear that you could be connected to a current state without moving forward to the goal, and then what force do you need to get from the goal in order to pull you out of your ego? What does that mean? That from above the ego, not to erase the ego, but above the ego remains, and above it, we were saved. That's what has to be. So do this work. Think about it. It's so simple. And then you have a prayer, a plea to the Creator, and you're expecting from Him to give you forces. And these forces will give you the ability to ride upon that ego that was revealed. And then you will completely be on the horse. You have the evil, the desire to come out of it, the fear of remaining in there, the prayer of connecting between you and turning to the Creator, obligating Him to help you and to bring you out of there. What does it mean to bring you out of there? That the evil will remain and you can be above it. The evil cannot disappear. It has to remain, but you have to be above it. So then you have Oviyut, Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer. And you build a spiritual partzuf, a spiritual world that we build above that evil. It's all beautiful. Just to organize these things. Good luck.
So as a result of our work, how can we distinguish between Beito and the Chishena here? No, this is incorrect. It's impossible for this virus to be a result of our work. This virus comes from above because we didn't succeed. Our work wasn't successful. If we were successful, we wouldn't get this virus. If we were successful, we would get candies from above. But now, what we're getting is viruses. So your approach is completely wrong. We have to understand that in our correct work, no harm will we feel in no manner in it.
Part of it, it all seems distant and not important. So what's the importance of the group today? How do we relate to that?
The group is the home. The group is the wife. The group is the life. The group is the world. The group is the Creator. It's all. There's nothing besides the ten. That's it. The more you're focused on that, then it will make things fall into part.
Yeah, but the whole physical part disappears.
That's help you get from the virus. Gave you a wife to organize your home. She has time. Gave you some time off work. Look, what life. You're on vacation. Used to want to fly to some place on vacation. Now you can sit at home. That's it. You're stuck in your room, in your house, with your family. What a dream. How good it is, right? I'm actually real happy to see you this way. You have no choice. You're gonna reach